And hello and welcome in to the first episode in 2024 of the Renegades Weekly Podcast. My name is Joe Basile. I'll be your host this season, and I am so excited to get this podcast back going again. I know many of you who are getting this remember the previous podcast variation. This year, it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be more player and coach interview focused, and we'll just kind of dive right in. I'm not going to give a whole big soliloquy at the beginning. We'll just get right into the conversation. And today, on the very first episode of the season, it's going to be a walk and talk with Renegades manager Nick Ortiz. Nick and I had a chance to catch up on the field in Bowling Green before the Renegades' second game of the season against the Hot Rods, a game in which they won 14-2 while throwing a one-hitter. And foreshadow a little bit of that in this conversation with Nick. We're going to put this podcast out throughout the season, so make sure you click subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and share it around so that way the Yankees fan in your life can hear from Yankees minor leaguers, players, and coaches throughout the season. But we'll start with this very first episode of 2024 with a conversation, a walk and talk with Renegades manager Nick Ortiz. We're walking and talking with Renegades manager Nick Ortiz. And Nick, just how excited are you getting the season going? Just kind of how you feeling right now?
No, I'm feeling really good. I mean, we just had BP out here in the field. It's a beautiful day here in Bowling Green. And the guys are excited to get it going today, finally try to get the first win, and so am I.
It feels like the weather is so much better today than the last couple of days. Just how good does it feel to have, you know, not 40 degrees and raining and all the nonsense you've been dealing with since coming up from Tampa?
Well, if you ask me, I'm from Puerto Rico, so it's a big jump from Puerto Rico to this kind of temperature. And then we went to Tampa after that for a month. So, yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to. The guys, you've been talking about it, you know, but they're grinders. They're going to go after it. And today we're going to try to get our first win.
Well, you were in San Francisco the last few years, and I know they always say the summers out there are pretty chilly. Is that the case?
That's the case. It's probably the coldest place to play on average at the big league level. Once the sun goes down, that Bay Area starts kicking, it gets pretty cold, yes.
You know, this kind of a quick series to start the year, just looking to get that win tonight, like you said. What's the biggest thing you're looking to see, at least in the team offensively? You felt like some chances yesterday, but just kind of couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah, well, we faced really good pitching yesterday. You know, their starting pitcher had it with him. He was throwing ball fastballs up in the zone with really good ride. So, you know, guys were having trouble catching up a little bit. But we should be better today. You know, we got a really good game plan, and hopefully we'll get some guys swinging the bats today.
I was going to say a couple of new guys in the lineup tonight that we didn't see yesterday, including, you know, Cole Gabrielson, who we saw a little bit at the end of last year playing out in the outfield. But also a couple other guys. What can we expect to see out of some of the guys who maybe we didn't get to see in yesterday's game?
Well, it's really good that they start wearing their feet, right? You know, it's early in the season. You want to get that first game out of the way. You want to give them opportunities. And that's what they have today. Gabrielson is in their plan. So is Vargas. Flores is a new guy in the lineup as well. And, you know, everybody's going to play. Everybody's going to get their opportunity. And today's their day.
What's the biggest thing that Renegades fans need to know about Nick Ortiz?
Well, you know, I'm invested with the team. I'm invested with the organization, with the Yankees, with the development of our players. And I want to be invested with the community as much as I can. I want to, you know, be of service to Hudson Valley and get to know the people from Hudson Valley and hopefully have a great summer.
What's your kind of favorite thing that you've been able to do in the community with the different teams that you've been with over the years, either as a coach or a player?
Well, you know, as a player, you have to go to a lot of places, like visit hospitals, you have to visit schools, you have to do all those things. And as a coach, you're not necessarily the man to do it, but you get to meet a lot of people in the cities that you're with, and then you connect that way with the people in the city more than just giving appearances. I'm welcome. I'm open to everything, I should say, and you know, anytime you guys need me, I'm welcome to do it.
You know, when you look at the first home game coming up in a couple of weeks, how excited are you to be back in front of the Hudson Valley fans for the first time?
Well, you tell me. I should ask you how the Hudson Valley fans are. I haven't experienced that, but you know, I'm very excited for the guys. I feel like there's a hype with the new renovations out on the field, and it should be, you know, really good for the players to play in an environment like that that people from Hudson Valley and the Renegades have created for them.
I know you got a tour of the new clubhouse. What were your thoughts of what you were able to see a couple days ago? Obviously, not finished yet.
No, everything looked great. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a close one, right? We don't know if everything's going to be put together on time. But I feel like it's going to be a great situation for our guys. That's a big part of their development, going to a place where they feel comfortable. And that's what the Renegades have provided for us.
No, and you know, obviously that makes, you know, your job a lot easier. And I know for me, having seen the transformation of the ballpark over the last couple of years, it's really night and day from where it was in 2022, which was my first year. Just, you know, how big is that, I guess, the environment that you guys come and do your work in every day, just to maintaining a positive mindset in the clubhouse and all those other things that you have to do as a manager?
No, that's great, because it just makes the players feel like they have everything that they need to become big league players. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here for, to make those guys, you know, big league players, give them the best chances that they're going to have to continue to develop. And it's great when you can do a schedule where, you know, you have two cages, you know, have great facilities. So I'm happy and excited for them.
I know in your time as a coach and manager, you've managed a lot of future big leaguers, guys who even played for the Renegades, like Oswald Peraza and guys like that when you were in Pulaski. But what's the biggest thing that an average player in the South Atlantic League has to do? I know everyone's got something different, but what's the biggest thing that the average player at this level needs to develop into being more of a big league player?
I think starting to show consistency in their game. You know, you see a lot of glimpses on a lot of players of what they're able to do, but I think the one that stands out are the ones that show a little bit more consistency. They're more mature with dominating what they are capable of doing out on the field, the good things that they're capable of doing out on the field. And that's what we're going to be looking for. Also, aside from what you guys see on the field, their maturity level, right? When you get to know the player, see what they're prepared for, if they're prepared for the next level, you know, that's really important for the development.
What was the toughest thing for you about being, you know, a player when you were in your early 20s and trying to develop more maturity? Like, if with all your baseball knowledge now, if you can give yourself advice back then when you were these guys' age, what would it be?
Well, I had an opportunity to play winter ball with many, many big leaguers, guys like Roberto Alomar, Edgar Martinez, yeah, Juan Gonzalez, Ivan Rodriguez, and you know, I can continue on with the list. And you play rookie ball in the United States of America, then you go to Puerto Rico, and you're sitting right next to Roberto Alomar and representing Puerto Rico in a Caribbean World Series. So it's kind of different, my situation, because I had the opportunity to be with big leaguers at an early age. But for the most part, you know, I think if I would have been playing right now, I would have loved all the machines that are out there for the guys. You know, we're going to have a machine at home that you could actually face the pitcher that you're facing that night with their pitchers. It's called Trajack. So it should be fun for them this year.
Was Roberto Alomar a guy you really looked up to when you were growing up or kind of as a young player?
Oh, yeah. Him, Sandy, his brother. A lot of Puerto Rican players at that time that played in the big leagues that, you know, we idolized back home. Baseball is really big in Puerto Rico. And, you know, when I was coming up, it seemed like every team had an all-star, mm-hmm, right? And I was just very fortunate to play with them in winter ball.
All right. Thanks so much, Nick. Good luck out there tonight.
You're welcome. Good walk.
Thanks so much to Renegades manager Nick Ortiz for joining us on the Renegades Weekly Podcast. We'll be back again with a new episode next week featuring an interview with Renegades pitching coach Spencer Medick and hitting coach Rick Guarno. Not going to want to miss those two conversations coming up next week. Until then, remember that the Renegades home opener is Tuesday, April 16th at Heritage Financial Park at 6:35 p.m. The Renegades start a six-game series with the Aberdeen Ironbirds to kick off a 12-game homestand in the month of April. Also, make sure to tune in to the Renegades Baseball Network, where we'll have play-by-play and pitch-by-pitch of the entire 2024 season. I'm Joe Vasile. So long. This has been the Renegades Weekly Podcast.
Renegades Fever. Renegades Fever.